Exercise 2, page 80. 1. Where does the girl want to go?
Are you sure you want to see it? All that jumping around on stage sounds a bit boring.
No, Dad. It's beautiful. And the music is wonderful, too.
Okay, then we'll go. I didn't know you liked dancing so much.
Of course I do, Dad.
2. What time does the film start?
So, let's meet outside the cinema at 7:30.
7:30? But the film begins at 7:45, and it's the first night it's showing. There'll be a really long queue for tickets.
All right, 7:15 then.
3. Where does the man work?
When I was a kid, I dreamed of becoming a pilot. That never happened, unfortunately. But at least I still get to travel in my job. Often I cross 3 or 4 countries on a trip. There's no one to chat to, which I don't mind so much, but I have to be careful not to get too sleepy behind the wheel. That can be really dangerous.
4. How much will the woman pay?
Can I have 3 tickets for the 6 o'clock show, please? That's 1 adult and 2 children.
Okay, that's £42, please.
£42? Are you sure? I expected to pay £34. Don't children get a discount?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Their tickets are £10 each. Okay, I'll print those tickets for you now.
5. Where is the man?
I must have dropped it while I was looking at the statues. It was either in the Roman or ancient Greek section. I went into the gift shop after and realized it was gone. So I came straight back here.
6. What will the woman need to do her job?
Thank you very much for offering me the job. You won't regret it.
Well, like I said, this is a freelance job, so that means you won't need to drive into the office. Instead, we'll send you work regularly by email, so you'll need to own a computer with internet access.
That's okay. I don't own a printer, though.
Don't worry about that. You'll just send electronic copies of the documents you write by email, too.
7. Who is the woman talking about?
What an actor! And so handsome, with that moustache and little beard.
I thought the dark-haired one with the glasses was a better actor.
No, the blonde guy stole the show for me.